Bert Show.
All right. let's bring up intern Bianca. Today is her last day. She's got beef.
Oh, no.
All right.
She got beef with at least two members of the Bert Show beef on her last day.
Okay.
Bring it, girl. This is the way that you're going to go out right here. This is it. This is going to be your last impression on the Bert Show. Did you just spit?
No. I was trying to put this.
Well, she had spit the dip out of her mouth. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. No. We're getting her.
She bent down. I thought she was going, okay, let's bring it on. All right. What kind of beef you got with the Bert Show here?
I can't hear myself.
We can hear you. Just take your headphones off.
No, it's no beef. It was just the whole Oprah situation. You guys were like, okay, to the listeners, you know, we'll help you with the whole video thing. And I wrote you guys a few weeks ago about it.
All right, let's
back
up.
And no one even acknowledged it.
Let's back up for a second here. Mm-hmm. What's the Oprah thing you're talking about?
You know, the audition, she's coming, send in the video, and, you know, you vote on it. It goes on her website. You know, the whole show thing.
And you're going to be pitching for that show, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You're going to be pitching for a show on the Oprah Network?
Yep. Okay. I'll try.
All right, what Bianca's not saying is that Oprah is going around the country, and she is taking audition tapes, and she's offering up a show on her network, which is like hitting the lottery.
Yeah, definitely. It's on her new OWN network, and you can send in a 3-minute video of why you think that you should get the job. And you can qualify it in all kinds of different categories, whether it's going to be, say, a cooking show or a home and garden show or a decorator show. There's all kinds of different categories. Or you can go out for a general talent show. And tons of people mm-hmm. are submitting their video and kind of doing this PR campaign online. I'm sure your friends on Facebook mm-hmm. and Twitter have asked you to vote for them already. I mean, it's going crazy. The deadline is June 26th. They are coming to Atlanta for auditions. And I believe Dallas as well. And they did some in California. But they're only taking the first 500 people that go out to the Kohl's store. So your chances are much better if you go ahead and do the online audition.
So here is the offer that we're making to some of you guys. If you're really into this, what we want to do is we want to get you a videographer, get you a stylist, get you looking great with some makeup. We're going to bring you down to the studio here. Mm-hmm. We've got this big green room set up, so it will really look really well professionally done, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Bianca's upset because we didn't respond to your request to do that?
Well, I'm not really upset. I was just like, oh, wow, you know, you could have at least said something back or...
Well, did you meet all of the requirements? Because I think part of your email had suggested that you didn't meet the 21 and up requirements.
Yeah, that part also, but I was still going to send one in because, you know, I just want to do it, so...
So you're upset that we're not helping you out
on a
contest that you have no chance of winning?
No, I'm not upset about it. I was just like, okay, wow, you could have at least said something back or something. I'm not upset at it, though. I got a video. It's coming up there, so.
Your email this morning says, so I hear that you guys are helping out someone with the whole Oprah audition. I was just a little upset after I heard that because I wrote you guys about this a while back and nobody even acknowledged it when I wrote it. But now, didn't you talk yourself out of that in the email, though? Like, I think I remember reading the email.
Limit.
Yeah, you said, never mind, because it's I'm not 21 years old anyway.
No, I just said I'm not 21. I don't meet the requirements, but I'm still going to do it because, you know, you never know what can happen. So
Maybe that's the reason why I didn't respond back. Mm-hmm. But now you're trying to help someone with the audition tape. I just think that's a little messed up because you won't even help your interns, is what you write.
Mm-hmm. What would your show be about?
I don't even want to get into that yet. Oh. I'm not even into that yet.
Okay.
So... if we were to help you out, because we're only going to help like one person out, if we were to help an intern out, right, and the entire Bert Show community was emailing us the last couple of weeks and we selected you, how do you think that's going to go over?
No, I'm not upset. I'm not trying to get it. I was just like, you know, upset that you didn't even say nothing back, but then you're pitching that. But I'm not upset about it.
Do we normally write back to the topics?
No, because our interns send us topics every single week. Yeah. We ask them to share their lives with us and what's going on. So as one of the topics that Bianca sent, she was saying that she wanted to audition for this thing, but she wasn't old enough to do it. But we typically don't respond to the topics. It's just if you send in a good one, you get added to Bert's list. And then if we have the opportunity to talk to you on the air, we do. But we don't respond to every single one.
I've
never responded to any of your topics.
Is it a timing issue where you feel you put the email or suggested the topic first before we did the promotion for helping a listener out? Because I don't know the timing of the whole thing.
It could be a timing issue, yeah. But I'm not upset. I was just saying, you know, I wrote that and now this is happening. You know, you could have at least said, oh, you know, we can probably help you out. But I'm not mad about it. I was just saying.
You keep saying you're not upset, but it says I was just a little upset.
I was upset when I heard about it, but now, I mean, I was just upset when I heard about it.
You want to respond to that? You were upset this morning. She was upset.
I guess I just thought that the tone of your email was really disrespectful.
Oh, no, not like that. I was just like, okay, wow, but it's not that big of a deal.
I just don't think I would have ever sent that to anybody that I worked for when I was interning. Mm-hmm. It's pretty disrespectful the way that you wrote it.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful at all. Not at all.
That's the way I read it too.
My butt's
well,
numb.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
You have sort of like, I mean, your internship, I mean, Jen could speak to like your, the work that you've done here, but I would say in moving on from us, mm-hmm. I think that you really need to take a look at yourself and see how you handle like office politics. Because mm-hmm. I think you've rubbed some people the wrong way during your internship here, in all honesty.
Okay.
And it's something that I think in any internship, you're there to learn and take the experience that you have here and parlay it into something better and learn from that. Mm-hmm. And again, I can't speak to the work that you do here. I don't know if you're great. I don't know if you come in here early. That's Jen's area. She's okay. The internship
coordinator.
Yeah. But I do know that you've just rubbed some people wrongly on the staff. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of either if you're in radio or you're not in radio, you got to get along with the people that you work with. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's your abrasive tone. I think it's some soul searching you got to do on your part. But I do think that if you take something away from this show, that mm-hmm. you really want to take a look at that.
And I would suggest, too, that if you're upset about something, maybe hold off on hitting send on any email that you write when you're upset. And I would say that in any office that you go to, because it came across as really not professional. You know.
Okay, well, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful or anything.
Yeah, and I just think, again, as an education here, because this mm-hmm. is what this is all about, doesn't necessarily mean when you come to a radio station that your internship is only, you're only going to learn things that have to do with radio. Mm-hmm. You may never be in radio again. Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm saying. Take this from here is that take a look at this overall experience and maybe ask yourself, like, why have I ended up in a situation where I've just rubbed some people the wrong way?
Okay.
Cool?
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with this internship? You planning on being radio? You going to go and do something else? Like, what are the goals?
Just have our own show on Oprah's network. Hello.
I mean, you want to be in TV? You going to parlay this into radio? What are you doing?
I want to be in radio. I want to be like you guys, be on air. So hopefully, you know.
Bird had to work for 25 years before he developed the attitude he has now that you're learning from. So he's earned the right to rub people the wrong way.
But Jeff had yours as soon as he got in. Uh-huh. So it goes both ways. Uh-huh. Right, good luck in whatever you do.
Thank you.
The Bird Show.